Any journalist will tell you that it can be difficult for scientists to explain their ideas in layman's terms. Stony Brook University on Long Island wants to change that. It's one of a handful of universities that now offer improv classes for scientists. WSHU's Davis Dunovan reports it all started with a well-known veteran actor.
Alan Alda hosted the PBS program Scientific American Frontiers for over a decade. He remembers the time a scientist turned away from him and faced the camera when a complicated subject came up during an interview.
And it was a shocking shift in the way she was talking. It wasn't that personal tone you have when you're talking to another person. It became lecture mode.
Alda wondered if the way he was taught as an actor could help scientists feel more natural. He shopped around the idea to different universities, but no one wanted to try it until he came to Stony Brook in 2009.
Stony Brook was the only university that was interested in exploring teaching scientists to communicate while they were teaching them to be scientists.
Students can take semester-long improv classes. There are also week-long sessions for students and professional scientists. At one class in January, improv teacher Louisa Johnson gives her students a prompt.
And you are going to perform an infomercial, and you are going to tell us all about the amazing things that your product does.
Their fictional product is a combination of two random objects. One is a normal household item. The other is something they might find in the lab. The improv starts with graduate student Rebecca Windmuller of UPenn and Professor Laura Biggs from the University of Guam.
Hey guys, have you ever heard about the confocal microscope coffee maker? It's the greatest thing ever.
So you can look at your cells under the microscope, and while you're waiting for the image to scan, it pours you a cup of coffee.
You're talking about a product that is ridiculous, right?
Instructor Louisa Johnson says these infomercials can get pretty silly.
But if you come at it from a place of enthusiasm and passion, then the people listening to you are going to feel enthusiasm and passion too, just because you feel it and you're showing it to us.
Aisha Langford is a scientist who researches health disparity at NYU. She says she struggles with the enthusiasm part. She helps with clinical drug trials and needs to sign up low-income people and people of color.
So I would say, hi, I'm Aisha Langford. I study how to improve clinical trial participation in health research so that our studies are more generalizable and more efficient and more cost-effective.
And when she talks that way, she watches her audience lose interest. She says they even nod off as she explains the benefits of a new drug. So Langford came to Stony Brook for this class, and now it's her turn to make up an infomercial. The product she needs to sell is a microwave oven electrode. Fictional, of course.
While you're, like, getting your, like, real-time heart rate monitoring, you're, like, roasting a chicken at the same time.
Langford wants to harness that energy. If she can do that, she says maybe she can get more people to sign up for trials that could improve people's lives.
That might mean that if you have a family member that has diabetes, that we'll find new ways to treat that diabetes that doesn't involve a finger prick all the time or medications that make you sick.
Money for scientific research has dwindled across the country. The U.S. government has cut annual funding for research grants by about 15% since 2010. Alan Alda says if scientists want to compete for research dollars, it's crucial they learn how to communicate better.
You learn by experience if people are not understanding you and you can't get funding as easily, and then you realize that people who are more understandable are getting the funding, the light goes on, I think.
Alda's program recently expanded outside of Stony Brook. 10 schools around the country now offer his improv classes, including Dartmouth College, the University of Chicago, and the University of Texas at Austin. Davis Dunovan, WSHU News.